For another episode of The Wrong End of the Tunnel, and this time is going to be a little bit different because we're going to be talking about the Team GB tryout process, and then we're going to be analysing some of our runs and then some of your runs. Now, we haven't picked runs that are all good because obviously me and Dave are perfect. We've tried to pick ones where we can pick them apart a bit as well, and that's the same for the runs of yours that we've picked as well. So please, for those of you who said that we can look at your runs, we are purposely going to be looking for the bits that, you know, you can improve. But we will talk a little bit about the things that went well too. But first of all, Dave, let's have a little catch up. What? How did the process in general go for you the first 2 days? How did you do?
Yeah, so first weekend's pretty good. Over the five runs, three clears, one class win, and then one five-fault run and one run with 15 faults. Two unusual poles. And a refusal because there was a pole down. So, yeah, just on the whole, I would say very good.
Pleased.
Happy with it.
Yeah, pleased with it. And you've only got one dog this year, so you're kind of going part-time as well, aren't you?
I am part-time. And with my body falling apart, I can't cope with more than one.
Yeah.
I'm in agony at the end of the day. Now I'm old.
They're long days, aren't they? I consider myself fairly fit, but even after 2 days, I think it's the standing round and like the massive adrenaline boosts and then
adrenaline
drops.
Rushes, yeah. You just feel exhausted at the end of the day because you're just so much all the time. Even not just for yourself, but your friends as well.
Yeah.
All those little buzzes you get, it's very tiring.
Yeah, there's a lot on it. For me as well, same as you. With Cop, he had three clear runs and he had 2 5 runs then. Our clear runs were good. But obviously, you know, we're retraining our running contact, so we're not as competitive in the agilities as I'd like. But we hopefully will be once the season starts again.
But of course we will be.
Yeah, but he's running really good. I was pleased with him. And then Little Duck was good,
little
wasn't
she? Little Duckers. She was bloody amazing.
Yeah.
For a baby. She got the win on, didn't she? Yeah.
No, we didn't get the win on, but she won three classes.
Oh, that's right.
But yeah, for a young dog, she did good. So I was pleased with her as well.
Win three classes. She did bloody amazing.
So, yeah.
She's got a good year ahead of her, that one.
Fingers crossed. We just got to keep it going. But what else has been happening? You've launched something, haven't you? Do you want to tell people about that?
So Nexus has opened for registration. So a new organisation. So obviously we don't start shows till 2025. So you get a 4-year registration, but we don't actually starting those 4 years until 2025. This was just an early bird offer just to get people into it, show them the site, just kind of start to push it forward because we've already got the venue sorted now pretty much. Need one more venue for a bit more of a northern show. And so we've got shows. We were looking at 2026 already for how many more shows we can put on. So it's all coming together and getting super exciting now.
But if they join up now, that doesn't mean that their like membership starts from now, does it?
No, it just means that they get the early bird offer. So they get a bit of a discount on their dogs and them and themselves. But they're 4 years, so the dogs are for life anyway. But their handler registration doesn't start until actually, even though they pay now because they get the discounted price, it doesn't. The 4 years don't start till the 1st of January 2025. So they're not paying for something that they're not really going to get because they still get their 4 years.
Yeah, of course. So, but that makes sense. And I think for a lot of people, I saw in the comments, they were like concerned, why would I start now if it lasts for 4 years? But the actual 4 years doesn't start until Nexus starts.
Yes. People were getting a bit stressed about that, wondering what they were getting for free. They're just getting the first year. We're not charging them for the first year, which is what we meant.
Yeah.
That's what's free. But
worth pointing it out, I think, anyway, isn't it? Right. So the way that we're going to do this today, and it might work a little bit different. I don't know how this is going to go over as a podcast. I mean, I think you probably need to watch it, but, you know, if you can't, that's fine as well. I mean, on Spotify, the video gets posted with the actual podcast. So if you're watching on Spotify, no problem. If you usually just listen on Spotify, I don't know how this is going to go for you, but we're going to post it onto YouTube as well. But we're going to give it a go. We're going to give it a go, see how it works, and then if it's something that goes well, we'll do it again. Okay, so first thing that we're going to do then, we're going to look at one of my runs. We're going to watch it through first. Again, for those of you who are listening, this might not be so good. We'll try and do some commentary for you. But I'm going to bring my run in now. Okay, so my run is loaded up and ready, and I'm going to press play in 3, 2, 1, go. Okay, so for those of you who are kind of listening along, I'm just setting Duck up now, and she has to go either 3 steps or 5 steps from the start line, otherwise she doesn't cope too well. So that's why I do that
first
start.
Jump.
Yeah, on the first jump. So I do like a loose catch, get on that jump to bring her with me.
Okay, Speedy Gonzales.
And I lose her there. She's meant to go up onto the A-frame, but after I do, basically I support the push round a little bit too much, don't I? And then I'm late on
good
the blind.
Good girl, yes. You loved your arm out, didn't you?
Did,
that was
yeah.
Nice though, good re-entry. Nice thread up.
A little bit of a naughty seesaw.
There,
so
good, good.
Back
maintaining your criteria. Well done.
We're coming to the end. This was quite a cool course, actually, I thought. What did you think about this
course? Yeah, I enjoyed that course.
It was fun, wasn't it?
Yeah, I enjoyed that course a lot. Yeah, wasn't that the one? Was that day one or day two?
I think that was day... I'm not actually sure. I don't know. It was definitely the final course, though, because Duck had all clears except for the final runs where we got E'd twice, so that was a nightmare.
Okay, it must have been day two then. Yeah, no, I enjoyed that course.
So the start of this course was quite difficult, I thought. What did you think about the start of it?
Yeah, I think it was because the weaves were very trappy after jump one. A lot of dogs fell for that trap, even with people doing the front cross there.
Yeah.
And then it was just awkward as to which side of the dog walk to run, because if you ran with the dog walk on your left, you had to really sprint off number two, otherwise they were cutting in. It was quite an offset. Going to a tire was hard. And then there was a jump off to the right, which if you're behind the dog at all, the dogs were just descending on the dog walk and trying to cut in to that jump. Not all dogs. Some dogs had an amazing scent forward.
Yeah.
But a lot of dogs were looking at the jump to the right, which I think my guys would have done if I'd run that side.
Yeah, well,
maybe not because I'm so fast. But...
I think from my point of view, I would have preferred to have done one and then done two as a German, but I was concerned about the weaves being a trap because I've done lots of independent weave entries recently. So I handled two in a way that I really didn't want to handle it because I kind of did it as like a loose catch.
Well, that's what I was worried about on two. If I just did a pivot on two, I was worried there was a jump off to the left of the dog walk. I was worried they were going to shoot off over to that jump next to dog walk. So I think the catch could work nicely. I just thought I wouldn't be quite quick enough to leave the catch early enough to get down there. So that's why I decided I ran the dog walk on my right and circ two and did the catch there.
Yeah, I don't think many did it the way you did it, but I thought it was good the way that it worked.
I think it was definitely safer as long as you could then beat them to that push round after the dog walk section.
That was the bit I was most concerned about. Is like I was afraid for... because Duck is still a young dog and there's lots of stuff that I'd like to have done more of, but obviously you're at the tryouts, you just try and do what you can to get around the course. So I knew that if I did a loose catch on two that she would take it, but then I also knew that I'd have to really race her to get down the dog walk with it. So there's the loose catch, and it's at this point I kind of already know she's entering to the dog walk. And I know it's a proper foot race to get down there with her, but I need to get down there with her.
You had to sprint down there.
Yeah, because otherwise she's going to turn off towards me, right?
I actually didn't see any dogs take the back of the spread off of number two, even without the catch cut. So maybe we were overthinking that
little
section. Possibly,
yeah. I think as long as you've got that good forward send off the dog walk.
I think people were racing off enough. It was that jump to the right of the dog walk that was causing a lot of the issues.
So
because you had to peel out because of that tunnel,
that was definitely the part that I was concerned about, was the handler line having to move away from the dog's line would pull the dog with us rather than have them go away from us, kind of thing. But you had to, because awkward. Like you say, it's the push round on the next bit, so she's just gone in the tunnel now and I'm trying to meet her out of the tunnel to push her around this jump. And basically, this is exactly the reason why I got eliminated, because I didn't trust the push round enough.
No. And then you waited there. And then what did you do there?
So
you did that. You did your blind.
Yeah,
and you threw your arm up to that A-frame.
Yeah, exactly. So I showed you that. And at this point, I should already be open. I should already be shoulders back to open up for the threadle. And I'm not. She's already taken off. So that means that she lands long. And then because she's landing long, I'm showing her a line to the tunnel.
Yeah.
Rather than a straight line up the A-frame. So totally my fault and totally something that I could have fixed. And I knew it as soon as it happened.
With a more experienced dog, you know, your A-frame cue would have hopefully saved you. But with a young dog, I think if you don't handle that right, unless they know their cue's amazing, then they're mostly going to offer the tunnel, isn't it? The natural line there was to the tunnel.
Yeah, especially I was a bit worried about that too. So, I mean, definitely my fault.
And did you call her?
I did call her, but the one thing I will say is that I've spent the whole winter with Duck trying to get her to run fast again. After going up to the KC grade, she definitely took a bit of speed off. And the way that I've encouraged her to run fast is to do lots of tunnel sends.
Yeah, tunnels are good accelerators.
Yeah, but so I can't blame her. I didn't cue it well, and she took the tunnel because that's what we spent all winter doing. So definitely my fault. Cool course to run, though, and I did actually really enjoy running it.
I think you just need to decel a little bit, too. You just kept running. If you'd slowed up just a fraction, she might have curved into you, but you were just, oh, I'm excited to get to those weaves, and you were gone.
Yeah, it was partly because, as well, I knew that I wanted to get a blind in, so I had to rush. And then because I rushed, I was still late, and I showed the wrong line, so it was just an absolute cock-up on decel. My part. We were walking that course, we talked about potentially doing that bit as a rear cross before the A-frame, didn't we?
Yeah, I did. I wasn't sure I would, because, again, I wasn't sure I would trust that backside enough to get the next blind in. So I was worried that I would have to do it as the rear. But then I watched a few people do it and I thought, you know what, I'm going to get there. So I just legged it off and that's how I did it. But she did also jump long towards that tunnel, but I decelled a bit, gave her a call and told her to go up the A-frame. But if I hadn't, she definitely would have thought it was that tunnel.
Yeah, unfortunately for Duck, she ran first. So I learned the lesson with Duck and I did it right with Cop. But definitely something that was my fault. Didn't blame her at the time. I knew immediately it was my fault. So good thing to learn from, though, isn't it?
Didn't blame your dog?
No, I didn't. I'm saying I didn't.
No, you didn't.
No.
Certainly, you know. Yeah. Most people do.
No, I know on that particular time it was, I knew immediately I was late on the blind. So I knew that I'd straightened her to the tunnel, not the A-frame.
Right. Well, at least you got to train your seesaw later on, which was good.
Yeah, that was a nice benefit from it, I suppose. Right, so the next one that we're going to look at is by Michelle Waugh. And it's actually on the same course, I think, with her dog, Otto. Go. So is this Michelle's run on the same course? She did the start the same way as me. Nice send through the tire. She's now going to the push round. That was nice as well. Little poly. Now, she re-crossed on the A-frame like we said that we might have done, and that worked really nicely for her. Nice send into the weaves then.
Yeah, lovely.
This bit was a nasty trap, I thought. Otto pulled off that nicely. And then a really nice listen into that harsh threadle before the seesaw.
Yeah, seesaw was good.
Yeah, that was good. Nice catch.
Yeah, nice ramp.
And then all the way to the end. So that was really good. There were some bits then. Let's talk about the start section. Went really well. I don't think we need to particularly spend too much time on that. She did 1-2 as a pull
through.
She did
the front cross and the pivot, and that worked really nicely for her. And the dog sent to that tire beautifully.
Yeah, so she just did 2 as a pivot, as Dave said, and he just sent to the tunnel nicely into the tunnel.
Yeah.
Right, so we're at the bit with the push round now, and this is where Otto takes the pole. Is there anything that we feel Michelle could have done a little bit better?
I think that was my biggest worry for that bit of the course. If I ran off that backside too early, that Susan would take that pole down. So that's one of the reasons I wasn't thinking of doing the blind afterwards. But I think looking at how she did it, I just think it was an accident. She didn't run off too early because she then did the rear cross. I think it was a really awkward angle. They're my worst angles onto a backside when the jump's facing away from the dog. So as they come round, they have to really come back on themselves.
Yeah, I think I'm looking at it in kind of like slow motion. And I think like Michelle did everything right, because coming out of that tunnel, Otto is going to want to come towards the handler. So you have to really push them out across the jump. And she does that. She definitely handles it really, you know, she's very clear. She doesn't give him the option of coming in.
Yeah. She handles it really good. I just think that those poles are so physically hard for the dogs. Like, it's not if it was a collection pole because the jump's turned away, but I personally don't set angles on jumps like that when it's an extension, because that's when they hit wings, take bars down. I just don't particularly like that angle on the backside when it's an extension line. Tend to always angle the jump a bit more easier.
Yeah, from Otto's point of view, I think he just doesn't give the pole enough space. He needs to he's just really, really tight, and he's like, obviously he's trying his best to turn super tight, but he just doesn't give it enough space, and he kind of gets under the pole, doesn't he?
Exactly, it's collection into extension, and it's always going to be hard when they're coming around a wing in collection, then they've got to launch through an extension. So, I would always prefer to set an extension into extension or collection into collection on a backside.
Yeah, it does make more sense. But is it a fair test, I suppose? Is something that the judge...
Yeah, it's not bad. It's just, yeah.
So we're going to look at the bit after the pole now. We're going to see the bit where Michelle handles the rear before the A-frame. And I think it's worth pointing it out because I think she does it really nicely using her shoulders really to bring it back. So let's just have a look. She points to the jump.
Flick away.
And then as soon as he takes the jump before the rear cross, let's look at Michelle's shoulders. And they're really very clear, telling Otto to take the jump before. But then the danger here, because of the decel, he could go into that tunnel. But again, Michelle does really good and she flicks her shoulders back nice and quick to be nice and clear. To tell him
how long they jump over the jump, two jumps before the A-frame. So their angle is, if you see him, if you pause it just before he takes off for the jump for the A-frame, his line is completely into that tunnel. And that's what all the dogs were doing. Even if they were doing the blind there, they would that's the line they were getting.
See, they wanted to go straight into the tunnel. And that's exactly what Duck did. But in all fairness to Michelle, I hear her saying a right cue as well.
Yeah, she definitely. Yeah, she did. She's good at handling from behind.
You can hear the cue from Michelle, so everyone just have a listen here. Yeah, she just gives her A-frame cue. And in all fairness, he's a good dog. He's got good verbal independence.
Yeah,
and he just finds the line for her. So let's have a look at that whole sequence again. We want to look at how much Michelle handles the push round, which is really good. Otto doesn't give it quite enough space. But then on the next jump, she's got a good rotation of his shoulders to show him that she wants to jump to the left. But then equally a good verbal independence, trusting him to go up the A-frame. So let's have a look at it all in. And he's going up, so that's really good. In all fairness, like I said, I think Michelle really did her job on that bit. And made an awkward bit look quite good. It was just a case of he got a little bit underneath that pole, and that's why it came down. The rest of the run was really good, though, would you say?
Yeah, let's look at that bit with the threadle, because that was a bit of an awkward section.
Which bit now?
Before the seesaw.
Before the seesaw. Oh, yeah. Okay.
Because she nearly lost him on that threadle.
Yeah. Okay, so we're going through the weaves now. And now we're coming up to the tunnel trap. Okay, so it's this bit. And he listens really, really good there, doesn't he? Okay, so...
Yeah, so I think that she just didn't really... She opened her arm, but I don't think she brought her off arm in quite early enough. It's that really awkward throttle where you kind of, because she had to push around that other jump and didn't layer, it pushes them to the backside of that other jump. So she needed to control maybe the turn a little. She controlled the turn well on the number 12, but on 13, before the throttle, she let him jump a bit long. I think she needed a bit more of a collection cue on 13 to curve him in a bit and then start the throttle. I think she jumped quite long on 13 and then found it really hard to come back in for that awkward throttle there.
So. Yeah, I think she made the decision that to kind of stop Otto looking at the tunnel trap, she was going to hang back, which I think is a valid choice to make. But then I've paused the video now, Dave, just before he takes that jump. And just before he takes that jump, all of Michelle's movement is still going forward and there's no...
Yeah, she's still running in around that jump. She needed to be a bit further down. So by the time he was taking off for number 13, I think it is, she should needed to be past that other jump that she was trying, that she could have layered probably.
Yeah.
Because she was still moving down, all her forward motion was pushing him down as well. Even though she was nice and early with her threadle arm, it was all a bit too much motion forward.
So I'm at the point on the video now, right, and I've paused it at the first sign of decel from Shell, and it is literally as he's taking off for 13. So the speed coming down that line, he's never going to be able to jump short if the decel is that late.
No.
And that's kind of why he jumps long, like you said.
He was so good to come in. She really did handle that. She made sure she got him because he was going to the face.
Yeah.
And then she eventually brought that off arm in properly
and
really dragged him in for that throttle. So she handled it well. She just needed to be down there a little bit earlier, maybe just to control the turn on 13. Then that would have been perfect.
I think maybe the decision that she made to handle it from behind didn't help because handling it from behind, she was in a rush to get there. So the decel couldn't be shown early enough. So it was kind of like a catch-22 situation from that point. But as you say, he lands on 13. And at this point, he's going for the face of the jump. But in all fairness, Michelle is now totally decelled. She's turned her shoulders back. And in fairness to Otto,
she saved it.
He listens and he comes through. Yeah. And yeah, saved it.
It's exactly what you need to do, saving it like that. Like seeing it go wrong, not allowing it to go wrong. I'm not always great at that. And then fixing it and saving it. Her, she's good at that, Michelle. Nara's also super good at that. They can see it going wrong and they can, and Shannon as well. They can really stop their dogs and make them do a behavior. So I do think, I always watch them and think, oh, so good that they can correct it last minute like that and make sure it goes right. It's very good.
Yeah, it's the difference between, you know, a five, and she didn't even get a five on that bit, but she had the run was a five because she took the earlier pole, mm-hmm. or an E, and that's a massive difference, you know, especially for Team AB stuff. You know, if you're in a team, if you have a five, you're still in it. If you have an E, you really aren't.
You're out.
So, yeah.
Yeah.
So it was good work to
save. She did well. Good run.
Yeah, okay, so we're going to look at one of your runs now, Dave. And I didn't pick the disaster run because you'd have been embarrassed.
hey, there was only one and it was just the police.
Yeah, it was. It was. To be fair, you did have you did have a good weekend. But
walking alone.
I'm going to turn the music off because we don't need to listen to that. Susan's looking at jump one.
That's it.
Nice.
I was a little bit late there, but okay, good.
Nice
she nearly hit the wall out the tunnel.
You were quite late getting there, Dave. I'm not going to lie to you, but she
I
did
was
nice.
Late. Yes, you're right.
This was good.
The further wrap was
run
lovely.
Those little legs, go on, David.
Those little sprinty legs. Off I go.
Okay.
This was the first run of the weekend. I was very nervous for the first run of the weekend.
Were you nervous? Yeah.
Yeah, I just wanted to get really wanted to clear. I was very irritated that tire came down.
So that was good. It was a nice run. But let's be honest then. Yeah. Let's take it apart. What bits do you feel like you could have done better? Let's go.
So,
go on.
So I'll go right from the start. Have you pressed play again?
Yeah.
Okay. So I should have left her in a longer wait. I was panicking about her weight. Don't know why. She waits fine. So then I was very late on three. Only just got out of her way. She was good girl to keep that pole up actually. But to be honest, because I was late on three, she actually drifted out quite well to find the line nicely to that jump and into the tunnel. Because it was, if they came too tight on three, they did actually look at the wall and a lot of dogs ran past that tunnel.
So one thing that I'll say as well for Susan is she wasn't going to even go in that tunnel, was she? And then she was going to go
through the wall. No, she still looking at the wall.
Yeah, so let's have a look at that. So Dave's a little bit late, as he said, but he does quite nicely to get out of the way. Nice body angle, David. Good work.
Thank you.
Susan lands now. And then look, at this point, she's kind of undecided whether she's going to go for the wall or the tunnel. But look at Dave's shoulders. Yep. They rotate in towards the tunnel. And that's what brings her back. See, even at that point, she changes lead leg to come towards the tunnel, towards him. So you
see
that.
You can see as she lands off of that jump, I'm still pushing completely down the arena to try and get around that other jump.
Yeah.
If I'd been a bit further ahead, I would have already been past that jump. So it was completely my motion that was pushing her off the tunnel. But luckily,
you
she
saved it
to a
because you brought those
shoulders
back.
Well.
But the one thing is that because like she was really pulling towards you, if we're being hypercritical, that's why she had quite a loopy line into that weaves, isn't it?
Yeah, 100%. Because then she hit the wall before she could go and find those weaves. So she was a good girl. But I mean, I decided not to do the blind after that jump before the tunnel, just because I didn't want to leave the German early enough. I knew she could find the weaves from that tunnel, even if she did it a bit wrong. So
that's why I chose that line. I think it was a sensible idea of way of doing it. And she had some nice independent weaves on her own then. And then you're asking for the wall on your right arm and doing a blind after it. That was good. You got to get going on this bit, haven't we, to handle this next part. This was nice.
Yeah, she liked that further up. I think I should have left that earlier. And then I should have got down there and blinded out of that second tunnel.
But the one thing I will say is, though, after the first threadle wrap, a lot of people just ran off. But to be fair to you, you're running off, but you're still staying in connection with it. Look, see, his eyes are back to make connection. And he's still looking to make that connection. A lot of people made the mistake there of just running. And I think that doesn't help the dogs. They just run then, and you never really know what they're going to take. But what Dave's on about then with regards to the second threadle wrap is, if we look at Susan go through the two tunnels, Dave is there, but as she's going into the second tunnel, he's already slowing down and starting to peel away. Look where Dave's eyes are. He knows where the jump is, but then at this point he's already turning his shoulders. And I think, again, it's not a problem because it's about going clear at this point, but if you wanted her to go a bit tighter, like yeah. you said, she just comes towards you a bit. So if you'd have done that blind, she'd have come towards you.
I just wasted time, but I wanted to go to clear. But then I made the stupid decision to run the tire on my left arm, thinking she would loop out a bit more than she did and get a straighter line. But actually, because I then cut across the face of the tire, and I have it for this video from a different angle too, you can see completely, I just push her into the side of the tire by doing it that side. What I should have done was run the other side, straightened her up for the tire, and then blinded after the tire. Which
okay, so you think a better option for you would have been to do the throttle wrap on this jump and then to show this tire on your right arm and then to blind the gap.
Then blind. That would have been the sensible option. I just thought she would, she's quite a clean jumper generally, and I just thought she would take it nicely. Obviously, I've not done enough tire practice. I have done since. So, that was completely my mistake to make her have that tire down.
Is there anything that you feel like you could have done better in this particular scenario, handling it on your left arm though?
If I'd handled it, maybe I shouldn't have cut across the tire so much. I should have maybe run a bit more out so she jumped a bit wider.
Yeah.
And then as she took off and then was going through the tire, then I could have pushed in. I had plenty of time.
Yeah.
I didn't need to rush it like I did, but I got excited by then. I thought, this needs a bit now. Let's go.
I think on this particular line, you almost got too far ahead, didn't you? Because you had the thread lap and then you're ahead and like you're showing the tire nicely, but then because you're pushing towards this jump, the line that you give kind of makes her go that straight. Where again, you were there with plenty of time. It wasn't even a rush, really, was it?
Completely my fault.
But yeah, I mean, that was really the only fault. But again, it's good to see. Now, this bit as well, I think, is worth talking about because I think this bit went wrong for a lot. I'm looking right at the end bit of the run, Dave, where we do the jump to the spread to the one but last jump. Now, quite a lot of people pushed to the back of that, didn't they? So you chose to stay on your right arm.
It stays all right. I just really gave her a lot of decel before the spread.
Yeah.
Just to make sure she got a nice line. Because if they looped out on that jump to the spread, their natural line took them to the wrong side of that second to last jump.
Yeah.
So I wanted to make sure I really collected her there. It was awkward to do the front cross too, so that worked quite. I could have done a loose catcher there, but I think she works well quite well with those collection pivots.
Yeah.
And then she got a nice straight line to the spread, straight line to the jump, and then I get a nice little rear cross to finish. Yeah, so I didn't choose the fastest options on this course at all. I chose very much go clear options, or I thought I had, except for the tyre.
Yeah, I mean, to be honest as well, is that particular last bit, I know a lot of people did like a cross either before the spread so that they could front cross the last jump, or they did like a blind on the spread. But I know that if I'd have done that, I'd have been concerned about pushing my dogs to the backside of the one but last jump.
Me too, definitely.
Okay.
Hi guys, Dalton and Jody here from Better Dog.
We have just launched our new product, Better Hydration, the goat's milk hydration drink for dogs.
It's packed full of natural ingredients designed to give them that extra boost whether they are working, competing, or just simply enjoy an active lifestyle.
Head over to wearebetterdog.com to find out what it's all about and use your exclusive discount code WRONGENDOFTUNNEL for 10% off.
Because every dog deserves better.
Okay, so the next run that we're going to look at is good old Jiminy Bob.
On the seesaw.
Seesaw into the tunnel. So that was nice. Oh. She nearly went wrong there, but she corrected.
So many dogs did.
Yeah, handled that as a front cross, which not many did.
Oh, he's a speedy little thing, isn't he, that Jiminy Bob?
I just think he looks faster because he's really small, so he has to like move his little limbs faster.
Yeah, because his legs are going so quick, like little tiny little ant legs.
That was nice.
I do like watching him handle that. He's very smooth handler. He's pretty to watch.
You just think he's pretty, not pretty to watch. That was nice. And that was good as well.
Say it.
Okay, so he's letting us know that he used CapCut. Thanks, James.
That was nice. Didn't take his CapCut off.
Okay. Let's go back from the start. He had a nice lead out with Bay. Let's have a look at the seesaw.
He was worried about that seesaw, but he gave her a good show me cue, I should imagine.
Yeah.
And she stopped a bit short, but better than missing it, because a lot of dogs, she was being very, very strict on her seesaw marking. So we all had to make sure because we had to run off so much, it was hard to make sure we maintained criteria on that seesaw.
Yeah, that's where I got fault as well. And like I was so angry with myself because I don't know whether like, you know, you're obviously concerned what the management are thinking. And I don't know whether they thought I just had a bad seesaw, but I actually released it. So it wasn't even my dog's fault. Yeah. It was even more infuriating.
So many dogs. just missed that.
Yeah. With the seesaw bit here then, it was quite surprising. I remember us talking about it on the day. After they come out of the tunnel, lots of the dogs look to come left straight away and nearly miss the wall, didn't they?
Susan did too. They literally are flicking to the left and flicking back to take the wall. I've no real idea why, because it looked like a very much a straight line. A few dogs did run past the wall.
Yeah, let's have a look at Jay. Let's have a look at Bay doing this then. So she's in the tunnel
now. She
does
definitely veer in.
So she's just coming out. And look, she's coming out towards James and not targeting that wall. And she has to flick back to take it. And she does really, really well not to take any bricks from the wall as she does it, because it happens so quick.
I think nearly every dog, every large dog especially, did that. And Susan definitely did as well. And I was sure she was going to take a brick out because she put those extra strides in before the wall doing that little veer. But
so let's have a look at it. Let's have a look at it at full speed now. So Bay is on the seesaw. I'm just going to let it run. And if you have a look, watch how she comes out the tunnel and comes to go to the left before then flicking back to the wall. Oh, she did really good there. Fair play.
Yeah.
And I think then because she didn't... Because she didn't take that wall fully prepared, she comes into the next tight turn and again isn't fully prepared. So she jumps it a little bit longer than perhaps.
Yes, because she does have generally a very tight turn.
She can turn tight, yeah, for sure. And then this bit was tough bit handling wise, because you have to actually do some handling here, and James does it nicely. He shows a little. He asks for a little bit of a decel stride or a collection stride coming into number six, because he brings that right arm across his body there.
Yeah.
And then he gets to the next exit wing. And again, he's nearly fully rotated, a little bit late on that bit. But he gets out the way. And then again, Bay jumps it lovely, makes him look better than he is. And then he's decelling into this jump before the A-frame nicely. And again, he shows Bay nicely there. So look at the angles that James is giving as he goes through this whole sequence, all right? From a handler's point of view, I know, well, I don't know how much he can say he works on it, but he does a lot of work on his own physical conditioning. And in all fairness, he's constantly in front, isn't he? He's never behind. So
yes,
he's fully rotated
very
in this
rarely.
Bit. He's fully rotated on this bit. Yeah, exactly. And then on this bit, he's decelling, showing the jump, and he's already going in that new direction before Bay is taking off. So, as a handler, he's doing the right stuff, isn't he?
Yes. No, he did definitely there. Until we get to a bit after the waves.
So, we're going in through the weaves now, and I've just paused it as Bay is coming out of the weave. Now, James chooses to do what I guess you'd call it as a reverse on this jump.
I suppose it's still just a loose Ketchka, let's say, a loose Ketchka. But he handled it terribly.
So I've just paused it as she's coming out of the weaves, Dave. We're going to watch this sequence through the two jumps before the tunnel. So let's watch it now.
Yeah.
So that's the pole. And then he handles that as a wrap as well. And she's into the tunnel. So what do you feel like he could have done better there, Dave?
So just, I don't think he needed. Well, I chose the other wing. So I did a front cross on the jump he had down, then another front cross, and then I did the rear cross after the tunnel. But obviously, James is so terrible at rear crosses because he never does them. He decided to go the other way.
Yeah.
So he decided to do the two wraps, which lined him up for the tunnel nicely, but you had to be ahead of the tunnel. You had to leave that second wrap so early. And if you watch her jump that second wrap before the tunnel, she lands so long across the pole, she has to come right back on herself, which is what gives him time to get to that out the tunnel exit to push to the next jump. But I just think it wasn't a particularly nice way to go around that wing. Definitely a slower route.
Yeah. So what Dave is saying here for everyone who's watching at home, as he's coming around this second jump, because he's not quite in position to show it, Bay takes off and lands, and she's almost at the wrong wing as she's landing on the wrap. So she has to come all the way back round before she comes into the tunnel. But that actually helps James get in front, because he's in front of her out of the tunnel. And again, in fairness to him, opposite arm comes across. He's decelling. The strides are getting more choppy, and Bay starts to see the decel. And as a result, lovely collection stride from Bay before she takes off, right? So she's in one stride of extension, and then now she's got the collection stride, and she's already turning her head to look to the right, so it takes the long jump out as a trap. So that was really...
It was a hard trap, that long jump.
It was.
She almost turned too much and came in too much.
But to be fair, walking that, I know that was a massive concern for him.
Yeah.
So to get
and
that level
too.
Of collection
Definitely.
Was really, really good.
Yeah, I'd better to have more collection on that little spot than less. So I do think the Ketchka worked well there. I don't think he needed to Ketchka At the pole he had down, I wouldn't say should have been a Ketchka. I think he could have pivoted that, because then I think it would have looped her out a little bit more anyway and created a better line for the wrap on the next jump. I don't think she needed to come as tight as she did to that jump before the tunnel, because it then gave her that real slice line, which made her jump so long.
Yeah, I think in general, though, I think his biggest concern, I remember walking the course with him, and the biggest concern was the long jump. And like, it was definitely a trap for a lot of people. I did very similar to him, with I really made sure I turned into both my dogs just to make sure we didn't get that E, because there's lots of parts on that course that were tricky, and I would have been furious if I'd got to that point and then got E'd. So
yeah,
I think,
me
too.
It was a big old trap. I think he handled it generally very well. Just it was awkward. It was awkward, and in fact, it was trappy. It was a nice course. I think this was one Susan won, wasn't it?
Yeah.
So I obviously quite liked it, but it was, you did have to handle it. I do like courses that I have to handle a bit more sometimes than just, if I have courses where I just literally have to run, that's when I occasionally mess up, because I lose it, because I just think about running so fast because I'm so speedy that I then forget to connect in some places. Those courses I actually have to handle sometimes suit me better.
Yeah, I think when there's more to it, it suits me a little bit better as well. I can, you know, the handling side of things is something that I feel I can help my dog with. So if I've got more handling, that definitely suits me a bit more.
James is still trying to figure out the differences between his, you know, medium and large dogs. I think because with Willow, he can just race off everywhere a million miles an hour, which is what he needs to do to get the best out of her. And so he's just learning now, and he's getting so much better at it, to actually decel a little bit with the large dogs and control the lines a bit more. You know, his handling is beautiful. He's a brilliant handler. Annoying that I have to say that, but only because I trained him, obviously. But he is a really good handler, but he's learning the differences of handling, how to handle Bay, who's super powerful, fast, large dog, compared to Willow, who's little Miss Perfect, really. He gets perfect lines everywhere, and he can just sprint as fast as he can. But it's coming. God, it's really coming. The dog is looking phenomenal.
Yeah, Bay's rapid, partnership isn't she? With Bay's, I mean, looking, he's starting to get bringing together now as well.
Oh my God, one of the fastest dogs in the world, I would say. I think she's incredible.
Yeah, she's very, very fast. Okay, so we're going to move on to our last one now, and this is one that Julie Dunlop sent us. And you teach Julie, Dave, don't you?
Yeah, she's one of my regular students.
And this, again, was the finals course. I don't actually know if it went clear or not. I haven't watched it yet. So she's over the dog walk, over through the tyre, through the tunnel, onto the push round.
It's that dog walk, but that was good. This is Bert. He doesn't train Bert very much, and he has a bit of a shutdown. So I'm just amazed, to be honest, he's running as well as he is. It looks great.
Yeah, he's doing good. Nice run. Oh, I bet she sent me a clear run. I bet she sent me a clear run.
No, I think he's missed both. I think he's missed his dog walk.
Oh, did he?
Oh, she has. She sent you a good one. Of course she bloody has. Probably her best run of the weekend.
Well, fair play. She done us over there. Let's have a look about how she handled it then, because there's definitely ways that we could have made this a little bit quicker.
Yeah, we can still put it apart.
Yeah. All right, so the start line then, she doesn't give him much of a lead out. Dave, you might have a little bit of background on that.
Oh, because he'd shut down.
Right.
She has to just race him, but quick, before he shuts down.
So literally, she has literally two steps ahead, doesn't she? And then she kind of lets him go.
Yeah. But Fredo's nicely on two, leaves early. I think he didn't hit the dog walk because she was behind and he wasn't going to drive on. But he was a very good boy to go and find that tyre, actually.
So I've just paused it at the point where he comes off the dog walk. And then for the people who are watching, you can see the difficulty here, right? The tunnel pushes the handler away. So when the dog feels that handler moving away, they have to have really good proofing against handler movement, because we need the dog to still drive on straight and the handler has to peel away. So it's a really difficult part, isn't it, of that course?
Yeah, very. That was a really awkward test there. That's why I ran on this side, so I could rear cross the tyre, because then I knew if they curved into me, they would take the correct obstacle. But I was very impressed with the dogs, even with handlers behind, that did send on with their Goku.
Yeah,
I liked that a lot.
And I've paused it again now at the point where he's coming out of the tunnel before that push round.
Okay.
And again, the dogs are going to want to come back into the handler and take the face of that jump. So
yep.
You really have to do that as a very clear push round, right?
Yeah. The people that ran with the dog walk on their right, because I know Shannon did this and she didn't make that push round because the rear cross on the tyre just wasn't quick enough to then make it. So people like Shannon and Julie, ones that maybe aren't such fast runners, they won't mind me saying that, they had to run really with the dog walk on their left and trust that tunnel send, because otherwise they wouldn't make the push round out that tunnel after the dog walk.
Well, that was like, again, you know, I consider myself fairly quick, but I would have definitely been worried about not making that push round if I'd have run the dog walk on the side.
Oh, I
would
have to run even it. I made it.
I know.
You'd have made it. But you'd have made it. You got legs up to my fucking head.
I think my concern more was them taking number two, if I was taking it from a distance. But if I, again, it was just, yeah, I wasn't sure on the day.
You could have done it either way, but I think you were quick enough to make it work with that. I know with maybe a dog that drives on more, I wouldn't have had to worry so much about that jump to the right. But I know Susan always likes to, she's not a big driver on always if I'm behind. She'd prefer to check in on me, which is why I decided to do it. So we're opposite, opposite side.
We're just on that point that, is it Bert? Is that the dog's name?
Yeah, Bert.
Bert's just gone around that push round now, and we're going to the bit before the A-frame. So as you'll see on the video, Bert's just landed. Julie's facing forward and pointing to the jump. Let's have a look how. So he's already taken off, and she's just starting that rotation on the blind. So it could have been a little bit earlier, right?
Could have been, but actually I thought she made it quite well. And even he, because he turns quite well, he actually adjusted and curved in his line to that on that jump before the, because he's jumping medium, of course, as well, helps. His line on that jump before the A-frame was very much more towards the A-frame than the tunnel. So he actually had quite a good turn on that jump where she blinded. But yes, she could have been fractionally earlier, trusted her backside a bit more. But I think she actually handled that pretty well. Well done, Julie.
Yeah, it was good. It was like, again, it's a difficult section because we're asking a lot from the dogs on it.
Plus, she actually brought in her off arm slightly before the A-frame, the jump before the A-frame, just to control that turn, so to curve him in towards the A-frame.
That, yeah, exactly that. The right arm comes in to tell it.
Very good handling. Good handling, Julie.
We're proud of you. Well, I am proud of you, but Dave's proud of you more.
Very proud of that bit.
And again, type tunnel trap on that bit there. And again, double hands come in from Julie on that. Right, so let's have a look. We're coming up this line now. After the weaves, it's like a little serp line, would you call it? Yeah. Julie's eyes are looking forward because she knows where the tunnel trap is. But how does she
nice
handle it?
Down.
Right. So two hands come in. There's D cell.
So look how far down she is past that jump, past that trap jump to control the jump next to the tunnel.
Yeah.
So she really controlled the turn. Sure, what we were saying about Michelle earlier, she was too far back. Whereas Julie was further down, so she controlled the turn and then got a beautiful line to throttle using her off arm.
Yeah, and like from a handler point of view, look, you can see D-cell because the angle of her legs are now pointing away from where she's coming. So we're into D-cell. Yeah. And now she's, again, she knows that he's not committed to the tunnel, so now she disconnects from him to look where she's going next. Now she's back with him, and look, she's rotated back, shoulders are back, and that off arm is in again. And that's to signify we want to pull through with collection. That's how you do it, isn't it, Dave? That's what you tell them to do?
Yeah, that's it. Off arm is throttle with collection. Open arm is throttle with extension.
So, let's have a look at the whole section together. Let's have a look at the whole section together from the weaves. And
titties to target.
Yeah, titties to target. Off arm in, right? So nice. D-cell comes in, double arm, reconnects, shoulders open, off arm for collection, and she's through. Made that look quite easy.
Yeah, she did.
Quite annoyingly easy, to be honest, Dave. I'm not happy with that.
She was a little bit late with that out the tunnel after the seesaw with that push round cue. She's probably getting tired by then. She doesn't like to do more than 10 obstacles at a time, old Julie.
No, but to be fair, like I said, that was a difficult course and she got through that. That was good.
No, I was impressed with that and I'm impressed with how Bert's running. Like I said, he does like to shut down sometimes, so he's looking good.
And to be honest, off that, to have a dog where you can't leave him on a start line, that course was one where you really could have done with being able to leave them to get away, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
So I mean,
but she managed that very well. Good run, Julie. Well done.
Yeah, managed a difficult situation. So fair play. But that's it. That's us for this week. We've had a look at, I think, 5 or 6 different runs. We've analysed them. Something new for us. Hopefully. Get some feedback on whether it was worth doing again. And if no one says it was, then I guess we know it wasn't.
Yeah, because we've got another tryout. We've got Crufts this weekend and then another tryouts the following weekend. So loads of runs we can analyse if people liked it. If they didn't, we'll do something else.
We'll do something else next time. But yeah, that was that was our look at some of the runs from the GB tryout stuff. Again, thank you to everyone who said that we could look at the runs. I didn't ask James, but he'll be fine with it, I'm sure.
You're okay.
before we go this week, Dave, have you got anything else coming up, or is it really kind of Crufts and the GB stuff now the next 2 weeks?
The Crufts GB something. My Cumi site is becoming a subscription site.
Yes.
In March. So I'm super excited about that. So rather than selling individual modules, you get a subscription. You pay monthly like you do for a few other sites, and you get every module. Plus, you get free access to my crew on Facebook, which I have put loads of updated information on all the time, sequences to run, watching me train my dogs, so much stuff. So you're going to get a lot for your money.
So all of Dave's monthly payments. So that's Dave's famed modules, all of them are included, yeah, as well as then the weekly group that works through different challenges and tasks to keep you having stuff to train. I think the worst thing for me personally is when you go to the training and you don't know what to do, run out of ideas and end up doing something that's completely pointless. So the Cumi crew is really useful for that, because there's always something to train.
I think the crew is great for that. And you can see me commenting on people's runs if they've got a working spot. So you see my feedback as well and what I would improve or tell them to do on a training basis. Plus you get to watch me train. Plus you get challenges. Crew is excellent on its own, but now it's going to be up with the site as well. Even more stuff. So I'm excited for that to start. Plus, I'm updating most of my modules on my site at the moment as well. So loads of new and updated stuff.
We're in March now. Have we got a date yet, or will we have a date by the next episode?
It is end of March. I can't remember the exact date. 20-something.
Okay, so we're,
it's not long.
By the time the next episode comes in, we'll have a date for everyone.
Yes, definitely.
All right, cool. Well, thanks, Dave. It was a pleasure as always. Do you want to say goodbye to everyone?
Bye, everyone. Thanks for watching.
Cheers, guys. And that is the end of the podcast. Thank you for taking some time out of your day to listen. I really hope you enjoyed. If you think you might know someone else who would enjoy, feel free to pass on all the information and share the podcast with them. And get involved on any of the social media platforms. It really helps the podcast grow, and I really appreciate it. See you in the next one.